What's up, podcast listeners? It's Nate Russell. I'm here to tell you about another podcast on this UCB Comedy Podcast Network, my show, the UCB Digital Podcast. I bring on writers, directors, editors, actors, producers, and get the inside scoop on what's happening in the world of comedy filmmaking. It's like a fancy Hollywood networking party, but instead of having to actually socialize, you just sit back and put your headphones on. There's new episodes every single Tuesday on iTunes, Stitcher, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
Hello and welcome to the Comedians of Wrestling, the podcast where comedians dissect wrestling to an unhealthy degree. I am your host, Dan Black, Donnie Kayfabe, Donsky, Black Amora, the modern day goof, Haraja. Coming at you live from the Comedians of Wrestling Studio. Hey, everybody, before we get into all the hot wrestling action, and you know it exists, every week is spicy, baby, when it comes to wrestling. You know it, man. Muy caliente. Anyway, listen up, Picante Pants. I think that's something Enzo said last week. Let's get some admin out of the way. Hey, give this podcast 5 stars, rate and subscribe. Tell your friends who like wrestling about this podcast so we can stop doing it for our health. Okay? Look, I'm here in studio with the he's here. Namaste. He's requiring me. He said he wouldn't show up unless I referred to him by his proper new name, Namaste Newman. Namaste Newman, what's up?
Hey, yeah, I just want to clarify that when I said I wouldn't show up, I meant emotionally. Like, I wouldn't hold space. I wouldn't hold space for you. But you know, it's interesting that you're struggling to define me, because I'm finding that there is no me. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Like, for anyone who's just here, Newman, he was a real prick, all right? He was like a young Shawn Michaels for a while.
Thank you.
Then he went to Burning Man, and he came back. He smelled like shit, and he came back, and now he's Namaste Newman.
Well, the smell was, it was an Egyptian musk oil that I was wearing that I was gifted at Burning Man. But
By Paris Hilton. Didn't you have an encounter with Paris
Hilton?
We did.
Yeah. She invited a couple people from our camp to a party at like 4:30 in the morning, but I had other things to do, so I didn't go.
Wow. I mean,
I had some spiritual goals.
Okay. All right. Okay. Look. Anyway. Look, everyone. Look, I got a big announcement before we get into everything. A big major announcement here. Can I get a sound effect for this? That's it? That's just a classic sound. No, can we get something a little better? Okay, all right.
Should have known better, dude.
No, that's not going to set up. Okay, here we go. Yeah, that's the magnitude I'm looking for. Everybody knows it's time to play the game. Everybody, listen up. This, not this. Hold on, I got to redo it. New song.
I hear voices in my head. They counsel me. They understand. They talk to me.
All right, listen. On Saturday, September 23rd at UCB Sunset Theater here in sunny Los Angeles, California, No Mercy Weekend, we are going to be having our first ever Comedians of Wrestling live show. Newman.
Woo!
That's right. Woo! Well, how is that not a sound effect we have? It's too generic. Our sound effects are more obscure. We got stuff like this.
So this is what a sold-out bars case looks like.
Something that everyone forgot about except us. All your mistakes live here on the Comedians of Wrestling podcast. I didn't even crack into my coffee yet.
Yeah,
let's get into it.
That's a scary thought.
Oh, yeah. Cold brew, baby. All right. No, back to the show. September 23rd, we're having the Comedians of Wrestling live show. On this show, we're still figuring out exactly what it's going to be, but it's going to be major. First big announcement I can announce right here. We are going to have a match between real professional wrestlers.
Incredible.
We are having a hardcore match between former NXT superstar Hot Young Briley. I mean, this guy still, he just got back from Australia. He wrestled with the Young Bucks. He wrestled with Mr. Ass. I'm an ass man. Yeah. Bam, bam. That was not a sound effect. That was me. And he's going up against Lucha Underground's own Luchasaurus.
Incredible.
Have you seen this guy?
I have. He's insanely... It's strange that he's a human being.
I'm not fucking around. These guys are going to have an actual... A hardcore match.
Yeah, Philly style, baby.
A hardcore match at a comedy theater. Okay? Now, if you haven't even seen UCB Comedy Theater, we're in Sunset, the big stage.
Yeah.
There's a balcony. There's stairs.
It's the Madison Square Garden of comedy
theaters. It's the MSG of comedy theaters, except for that MSG is the MSG of comedy theaters. But that doesn't matter. Anyway, so we have that. I mean, I've heard that we're going to be there.
Oh, I plan on being there.
Maybe if you show up. We're going to be there. We got a ton of other comics that are going to be there. My wife, Jamie Lee, is going to be there explaining why she doesn't like wrestling. It's going to be a big show. We're figuring out all the booking. One last announcement I can say about you can get your tickets right now on ucbtheater.com. Tell your friends who live in Los Angeles to come out. Tickets are like $5 or something.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Yeah, they're cheap. You know, it's going to be fun. You get to see wrestling. You can drink. It's going to be a good fucking time.
Oh, I don't know if they can drink. It is not. It is not a BYOB.
It's like shadily BYOB, right?
It's not BYOB.
Oh,
I think we should probably make that clear.
You get fucked up. Come and drink at the show. there was a mention of this hardcore match. They told me something they want to do that. I was like, I don't think you should do that. But I think that sounds a little crazy.
Yeah.
And I don't think I could stop these guys. To be honest. Now, one big announcement on the podcast at the show. Newman,
yeah.
we will be revealing the new Comedians of Wrestling logo.
Wow.
Which will be placed on a shirt and will be our first piece of merch.
We got merch.
Isn't that exciting? I mean, come on, guys.
I'm pumped.
That's exciting.
We are in the game. In the merch game. I noticed that I'm a very dated host. This is not how people host podcasts anymore. I listen to like Hidden Brain on NPR. They're like,
right.
Hello, how are you? Thanks for listening.
I hate that,
I'm this. Blah, blah. I'm going to like, coming at you. Rush hour, baby. You hate your life, and that's all right. Jerk off in your car. I'm going to fuck your grandma. You know?
Oh, man.
I don't know. I mean, like, I get on this microphone. It's like, I don't know what. I love it. It's the energy. I fucking, you know that gremlin that can go in the microphone? You know what I mean? That's me.
That happened in Gremlins 2?
Yeah.
One of them controls electricity,
and one of them is Frank Sinatra. Anyway, moving on. So that's a big announcement. Now, the next announcement, we got a lot of hot wrestling action to get into. Another announcement we want to say is I'm still wearing the Roman Reigns vest. Okay, that's one announcement. Now, the next announcement is... just peed in my pants. The next announcement... That's funny, coming at you, peed in your pants. The next announcement is that who's the guest on the podcast today? I'm going to tell you. Who the guest on the podcast is. After last week's episode, and one of our listeners, I don't know if you know this guy, Jerk Mills, he came in, he started saying, oh, I don't care about the crowd. I don't care about that. I canceled our guest today. I'm not even going to tell you who it was. It might have been Jim Gaffigan.
What?
We might have finally been able to get Jim Gaffigan in studio.
See, Jerk Mills, when you make a choice out of fear instead of a choice out of love.
So I think that... our guest is the Comedians of Wrestling, the Jabroniacs, the Nation, the Cow Nation. You are. We have this week 5 or 6 cash-ins, and everyone's going to get played, every single one. So if you didn't get one in, you missed out this week.
Oh, man.
Missed out.
We're holding space for you.
And just to prove it to you, we're going to kick it off with a cash-in. What do you think?
I love it.
All right. Who are we going to go to? All right. We're going to go to...
Hey, this is Charlie the Dryer Lint, cashing in again with Comedians of Wrestling Podcast. See, I wanted to cash in to share my love for the podcast after all the hate, but the problem is...
Thank you.
Yeah,
where's the love for 205 Live?
That's true. Huh?
So, with that in mind, I give you the new 205 Live theme song.
Oh, boy.
205 Live, their cruiserweight. Their cruiserweight on 205 Live. And Bill Amore's a cruiserweight on 205 Live. Neville is king of the cruiserweights on 205 Live. At 10 p.m., it's on today. So.
There's your plug.
Forever the Revival.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. All right. Hey, look at that.
That was glorious.
Hey, man, you know, that was a great cash-in.
Yeah.
I think that was referencing last week when we came out with our smash hit first single.
Yeah.
Our first single
is the SmackDown. I believe it was the SmackDown. What we call the SmackDown theme song.
Yes. Yeah. Look out, Jeff Hardy.
I gotta tell you, sometimes inspiration hits at the weirdest times.
That's true.
You know,
that's when
and
it hits
I was
the best.
Able to come up. Me, you, and Joey Cliff were able. Although I don't know,
it was all you.
I don't remember you doing anything.
I was possessed by the spirit of laughter.
Okay, possessed. That doesn't sound very. Anyway, all right. Great, great cash in. We got more cash ins coming up. You're the guest. Great. All right. Now let's get. First thing, some of the listeners. I noticed you on these cash ins use the term cowlick.
Yeah, I've noticed that too.
Yeah,
you
I
noticed
know what
that?
I have no idea what that's about.
I think if I had to think, I think it means like the cow click, like the click, like you know Triple H, you know Sean, Scott and Nash. I call Scott Hall. I call Razor Ramon Scott.
Scott.
I call him Scott.
I call him Chico.
Yeah. I guess that's like the cow lick, the cow click. I don't know, guys. But since we have the Comedians of Wrestling glossary.
Yeah, let's get in there, get a correct spelling.
Curated by our own Airinfinity. Look. Submit it. Post it up there and submit it for approval to go into.
It does have to go get approved, though.
Yeah,
by Aaron.
Right now, I think we have about four words. One of them is marquetry, which is your level of marquetry. Mm-hmm. I believe the use it in a sentence was my Roman Reigns marquetry is affecting my personal life. there's jabronity. That's just like the level of jabronity. This is like you guys, no level of. Kayfabe at all
right,
in his
life. So it's a metric. So these are metrics by which you measure something.
Exactly, which is important. Anyway, cool. All right, let's get into all the hot wrestling action. What do you think, Namaste Newman? You still like wrestling?
I love wrestling. It's a all great
right,
expression let, of.
Let's get into it. All right, so
It's a great expression of emotions, and it's great to see men and women united in a front of passion. You don't like that?
I don't know what that meant.
That's okay.
Okay.
You're anyway. Still in your head, your heart chakra.
Okay. All right. Whatever. Anyway.
See you, fourth wall.
Okay. So.
You're right, man. You couldn't wait to pull the trigger on that.
See anyway. okay. So let's get into Roman Reigns at the top.
Let's
get into him. You guys know this guy. Look. Had a great match.
Undeniably great match.
What was the last bad Roman Reigns match?
Can't
Just
remember.
Tell me.
I can't remember one.
Yeah.
This was a really...
I mean...
Yeah. So there was a specific moment, and we could... If you don't mind, I want to mention this, and then we can work backward from there. And then
you want a Tarantino.
I want a Tarantino. So there was just a simple suplex that he did to Jason Jordan, and... It hits the bump, and then Roman does this like smooth as silk like transition into a pin, and I'm like, this guy is a good wrestler, like undeniable.
Yeah, man. Yeah, he's great.
Even that little move was all I needed to see.
Roman Reigns is a terrific in ring wrestler.
Yeah, so, face it.
Yeah, he puts on great matches.
Yeah,
he looks dope. He's got a lot of problems. We all know he's got a lot of problems, starting with the vest that has too many logos.
Right.
You can't throw a logo on a logo.
Right.
You got to space them out.
You got to space them out like Brock Lesnar.
Yeah,
he's Jimmy Johns.
It's caps for sale.
Right.
It's caps for sale. You got a cap on a cap and a cap. You know what I mean? It doesn't look good. But, okay. Here's the other thing I want to say. First off, I want to say the Shield theme song is this.
Yeah.
It does not... hit
no
without the beginning part
right.
without the part that went Sierra Hotel Echo Foxtrot right like that whatever it was
shift
Sierra Hotel iPhone
England
Epidermis Lady Luck and Dragnet. You want to try one?
Yeah. Stereo, hotel, Indian food, Eagles, death metal. There it is.
I mean, did you not
miss an L?
You missed an L. Also, one of them uses the actual one.
Indian food?
Hotel. No, I think it's Sierra. Hotel.
Well, yeah.
Echo. I think that's
for my military career.
Oh, man. Anyway, that is what made this song cool.
Yeah.
Without that, it doesn't get... the crowd doesn't even boo for it. It doesn't start like Cena's song. It like gets the crowd going. This doesn't even get the crowd going. So that's another reason he needs to change his music, or at least if you want, if he's dead set on keeping the song, even though the Shield's basically reunited and they should be using it. They need to do something to the beginning of the song.
Yeah, or if they change it completely, he just needs something just like heavy as fuck, just like something super heavy metal to come out to.
Yeah. I mark out for the Miz. The can we please have quiet on the set? Like stop. Awesome. Anyway, so all right. I thought Roman had another great exchange with Cena.
Yeah,
I thought like again through my theories, like when you go toe to toe with Cena, your game instantly elevates.
So this was a frustrating promo to watch for me because Cena. Okay, so. In my eyes, what Cena is doing is he's dipping into this like fourth wall breaking.
Yeah, you had a lot of beef with this
too often, and he's relying on it to the point where it's like, you know how like with like nuclear weapons, it takes the two people turning their keys to like launch the nuclear weapon.
Yeah, I hope that's the case.
So what he does is he gets in there and he breaks kayfabe essentially, turns his key, banking that the other person won't. Also just flame kayfabe and just be like, because all it would take is for somebody to respond and go, why are you referencing all this backstage stuff? Like, why are you talking to the crowd and not to me? Why are you using the business to make your point?
Right.
And that's all it would take, but that would tear down the rest of the artifice, and he knows that his opponent, the other actor, isn't going to do that.
Well, you know how Cena feels about this.
See you, fourth wall!
I mean, he's not interested.
Right.
He's not interested.
But that's frustrating to me because he's so winky.
Well, here's the thing that I would say. He winked at it, but I think Reigns did a good job of coming back winking at it. Now, we know these promos are pretty scripted at this point, so we know that they're going for it. But these jabs at each other are actually, in my head, they're perfectly scripted.
Yeah.
I think, like, yeah, you can always make the argument that breaking is a little annoying. Like, they go a little too far. Like, this week, the argument is Miz maybe went a little too far on 205 Live against Enzo. Because now he completely sold out 205 Live as a demotion.
Right, yeah.
Which just, like, shits on that product.
Yeah.
And that, like, shits on Neville in that way. You know what I mean? Like, he's like, oh, yeah, they sent you to 205 because they don't know of anything to do with you.
Right.
You could argue that. To me, I like it. I like anything that's super real.
Yeah.
But I know what you mean because it's like Cena relies on it a lot, but that's also how people attack Cena. They always attack him for stuff that's out of the ring.
Right. Okay.
So it's kind of like, yeah. But So one thing is that, like, one problem is that they're going back and forth. One problem is it's a lot of stuff Reigns says is like it's not true. Not true.
Yeah, I wrote that down. I wrote Roman's comments. Are they true?
Right.
Yeah.
So like he said Cena doesn't have good matches, which is untrue. Cena's only really having good matches.
Right.
So's Reigns. That's his point. You could argue Reigns has had better matches.
Right.
But Reigns hasn't had one match as memorable as Cena's memorable matches in the past 2 years, to quote him on that timeline. 2 years, like Cena AJ Styles at the Rumble is more memorable than any Reigns match.
Right. Because you can remember, if you ask the question, what's the last bad Roman Reigns match you've seen? But it's hard to go back and say, what's like the last classic match that he's had? Where with Cena, it's kind of easy to do that.
Right. So that's just like his tone was good. His delivery was good. And like, I like how he's not effective. I thought it was the most natural Roman Reigns we've ever seen.
Yeah.
It felt like it's how he disses someone in real life.
Yeah.
That's how it didn't feel like he was putting on too much. He wasn't really like trying to be funny. He was just like, hey, you're like, he's doing that same thing where he's like, you're not, it's his thesis is you're not as good as you think. And he is playing towards that.
Right.
He's like, and so one point he made that was great is that you're coming after me.
Right.
He's like, everybody goes after you. I'm not even interested in you. Right. You keep showing up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think that was a good point. I think also Reigns thing of just like, oh, you spin it. Here you go with your spin. We know that's a good tactic because it really works in politics.
Right.
Like, you could argue George Bush got elected because of his whole flip-flop routine, right?
Right.
Of just being, there he goes, flip-flopping. Donald Trump, his big tactic was just discrediting the person altogether as opposed to attacking the point.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, oh, but he's going to spin. You're going to spin.
Yeah.
It's a good tactic, especially against what you're saying about Cena.
Right.
So I thought, like, I really thought he was stepping up to the fucking plate. The problem is then he throws out bitch again.
Yeah,
and
bitch,
like, you rely on bitch so much.
Yeah.
I mean, it gets so much pop, though.
Right. Well, that's why he relies on it, because he knows that it's low-hanging fruit.
So another thing he said that was untrue is he's like, you're having a hard time breaking into Hollywood. Cena is not having a hard time. Hollywood is knocking his door down.
Right.
Judd Apatow loves him.
Right.
He did the part. He played the Ziggler part in Trainwreck.
Right.
And then he immediately cast him in something else.
Right.
He's in The Pact, which is coming
Ziggler
out.
Ziggler was supposed to be that role?
No, because they dated. It's based on him, you know?
Shit, okay.
I mean, I don't think it's... I think she's admitted it's based on him, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Man, it's kayfabe within kayfabe within kayfabe. This is like Inception.
Yeah. Ooh, this tastes like crap. ugh. I got a bad cold, bro.
Can that be a sound clip on the show?
Yeah, I'm going to mark that down.
I got a bad cold, bro. oh, man. All right. So, yeah, I think that, like, so what Reigns is saying is, like, it's insulting, but it's not top of intelligence.
Right.
And I feel like there are better ways to knock Cena. Now, that might be a knock on the writing. I don't care. To me, Reigns, I think Roman Reigns is cool.
Yeah.
I can't even fucking deny it anymore. Like, the thing is, the vest sucks.
Right.
When he comes out the ring, I hate the vest.
He loves the vest. He loves his
vest.
He
loves it. I don't like it.
Which I want to say, it's important to feel comfortable with your body. And
okay.
It's important to...
All right. Anyway. So, yeah. Anyway, I just think it's a really good exchange. Everyone's excited for this match. The build-up is great. And then Reigns had an awesome match.
Yeah.
His spear is so dope.
Yeah.
He's just undeniably good.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, this writing's really good for him. I don't know what you do with him except for, like, now I'm thinking about Cena's. I've been watching wrestling a long time. The whole time Cena's been 50-50 with these crowds.
Right.
The whole time. That's going to be Reigns. That's okay. It's there can be a guy who's just like, the crowd hates him, but they're big time.
Yeah. Well, I think the people who chant Cena sucks are like the smarks, right? They don't like him because he's the character is a corny character because it's made to appeal to like middle America kids. Like it's just not for them. So that's why the people who chant Cena sucks chant it.
Right.
Everybody else is a kid or like, you know, drives a truck to and from work.
Right.
And they love it.
Yeah. So now, I don't want to get too. I don't care if we stay in order because it's like Cena and Reigns. They had their moment there,
right?
Right. Then on SmackDown, Vince comes out, right?
Right. Right.
And when you see Vince come to the ring,
yeah,
you realize that no one is as big of a star as Vince. Vince
right,
is the biggest star. In wrestling,
yeah,
like no, when he's there, you're like, oh my god, he's like. There was a time where it was like Stone Cold and Vince in the ring, and they had The Rock. Now it's like Vince is like, he's like a god,
right?
It's unbelievable.
Yeah,
I had like chills just when his music hits. I just get like chills, you know. for his, you know, and his performance. It's amazing. So you go back. So we'll come back to SmackDown, but like Cena and Reigns, like. Yeah, that's a big segment, but you're like, it puts it in perspective.
Right, for sure. Bit. Yeah.
This is not my favorite Cena. That's one thing I will say is that I like that he's wrestling. I like it, you know, obviously. But part of it, Reigns did make me, when he said, you're chasing me, it kind of was what I didn't like about, what is not hitting for me about Cena. Like, obviously Cena always works, but it is like, when guys go after Cena and they say, like, you screw me. This thing of him, like, attacking the guy on top, it's very out of character.
Right. Yeah, it feels kind of heel. Like, well, that's I feel like every time, that's when he dips into the fourth wall jabs.
Right.
They're all heelish.
Right.
And I guess that's why I'm having some cognitive dissonance with it.
Yeah, I think that makes sense. Let's get into the drug test line.
I mean, that's a great line, though.
Yeah, that is great. Now, the interesting thing is that, like, Roman failed one drug test, I believe, for Adderall.
Adderall, right.
Right?
for weight loss purposes, probably.
Yeah. And I don't know how any wrestlers don't survive without Adderall.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. driving themselves from city to city.
Yeah. But, man, oh, man, did I wish Reigns was like, look who's talking.
Yeah, right?
Like,
yeah,
I mean, come on.
Yeah, maybe.
If you're going there already, like, come on, be like, nice, those arms look pretty good.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. Just be like, reference the fact that because he's seen it, they don't drug test him. So who would even ever know what's going on with your juice muscles?
Right. Yeah. It's like, it's kind of like, all right, Cena, man. Like,
come on.
Like, yeah. I don't think you should bring up.
Is this the road you want to walk down?
Whatever. Yeah. But I guess, like, you know, kayfabe, like, none of these guys, if they're wrestling, they haven't failed.
Right. But that's what I mean. Like, so, like, but so Cena shifts through the dimensions of kayfabe and, like, not. And he, like, he's the only one who's allowed to do that. And that kind of rubs me the wrong way.
Yeah, but I guess he's earned the right to do it. But yes, it is a fair point. Cena did jab on the vest.
Yeah.
Did you see that? He's like, oh, your combat gear or whatever. it's unbelievable that Cena, who's notoriously the worst dressed wrestler,
I mean, he is festooned.
He's actually come against a guy who he can jab. And like, it's like, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
Because Cena's just like, well, I wrestle with my shirt off.
Yeah.
So like, it doesn't matter that I wear Janko shorts.
Cena looks like. Like toxic ooze dripped onto a Walmart and turned into a person.
Oh, man. Anyway, we're all pumped for that match. You going to the Staples Center?
I mean, I have to work here, but at the headquarters. But I'm going to try.
I don't have tickets yet. I have faith that someone's going to give me a ticket.
Yeah.
Every time I buy one, someone offers me one. And then I'm like, all right.
How about this? You buy one. Then when you get offered it, you give me your ticket.
I will do that. If I end up buying it, that is a deal. But except if I don't like you.
Okay.
All right.
Why don't you
so
like
we're going
to
get it to Cena Strowman. But before we do that, it's your show today, baby. It doesn't matter what Jerk Mill says. Let's get into a cash in.
Hey, what's going on, Jabroniacs? Just got back from Raw. This is Justin from Orange County, and let's consider this a drunk dial. Well,
thank you.
Roman and Jason Jordan was pretty good. I liked that Roman put over the new guy. Well, not new guy, but he's younger, so I guess that quieted down the Roman sucks chance. And then Ron Cena, dope. Wasn't expecting it, but I mean, fuck yeah. And then, 8-man tag. I've never been excited for an 8-man tag.
Me either.
Usually it waters down everybody.
Yes.
And we don't really get to see the awesome personality shine, but I thought every person in that 8-man tag was pretty dope.
Agreed.
And it was weird that it was a main event, but you know what? Fuck yeah. Do something different. Anyways, I guess that's done with my rambling. Like 1:30.
Nice. Clock it in, baby. Nice. All right, this is your show.
That was like every drunk dial I've ever gotten.
Yeah.
Incoherent, rambling.
Yeah.
But honest. Yeah. And that's what's important.
I did love it. I love when like you realize you just like have to talk about. You know, I get so much to say about that. Blah blah. Blah. And then you're just like, it was like pretty good. It was a really cool match. You know.
Yeah.
And, like I totally get it. Sometimes I'm like, yo, I'm fired up about that, and I'm just like, that was just fucking
dope. It was tight.
That's the problem with NXT. It's too much. Just like that match was great.
Right.
I watched Chris Hero Hideo. I was like, that was great, but I don't have anything to say about it.
Right.
Ultimately, my mind just goes like, these guys can work. I'm like, outside of the ring, I don't know. I'm like, that Chris, you know, that outfit, would that get over?
Yeah.
Like, you know, I find myself just like thinking about their main roster push.
Yeah. Chris Hero should, or what's his name? Ono, Cassius Ono.
Paul Ono,
the speed skater. No,
wait, is Cassius Ono his real one? Isn't that? No, Cassius Clay is what the
is
boxer
Muhammad
was.
Yeah. Yeah.
The boxer.
The boxer.
Yeah.
The best boxer in history.
No, that's Conor McGregor.
I think he should. I think he should just get over his body image issues and take the jersey off. Take it off. Be a fat guy wrestling.
I love just like fat guys.
Just do it.
I love it like that. I mean, Dusty Rhodes was just like fat,
huge.
Yeah.
He was humongous.
Yeah, he had the floppy titties.
Yeah,
I mean, it was like, who cares?
And he's Dusty fucking Rhodes.
Yeah. Oh, man. Anyway. All right. So, yeah. all right. So, anyway, brought up Strowman seat. So, I mean, I don't know. The way I feel, the thing, when Strowman's in the ring, you got to think like.
Guys, let's put this in perspective. These are huge men.
The best. That's my favorite sound clip ever. Oh, my God. He's like, yo, all right. Here's my deep analysis. Let's put this into perspective.
These are huge men.
Oh my God!
What did you think?
Can do that job.
What did you? What did you think of the
no cell?
The Brock? Yeah, the no cell.
So like the no cell is the big thing. I loved it.
Me too.
I loved it. All right, let me tell you, Braun Strowman. I mean, Braun Strowman is the real fucking deal.
Agreed.
This guy. Now, a couple reasons why. I've talked about it last week about Big Show.
Right.
And it hurt me to say it because I was like, I don't want to be like a jerk about Big Show. But I was like, really? I'm watching this guy a long, long time.
Right.
He's never got me excited, you know? Really, like, you know, I liked when he... I remember, the times I got excited is like when he debuted.
Yeah.
And he threw Stone Cold through the fence. And then, like, St. Valentine's Day Massacre, that's what that was. And then, and because I knew him from WCW, he's the Giant. It was cool. But then, yeah, and then when he started calling himself Big Show and he got the Big Show song.
Yeah.
And I've heard stuff, you know, I heard some backstage stuff that, like, he didn't work that hard. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And Braun Strowman is just like, man, this guy's got real heat from the crowd. It's real.
Yeah.
He's the real deal. Like, I expect this guy, you know, I mean, he's a big guy, so who knows how long their careers go.
Right. I mean, he's different, though. I mean, we've never seen somebody with that kind of athleticism at that size.
He's doing drop kicks. He literally took a suplex and stood up.
Right.
Which is...
I love a good no-sell. I was so excited about that.
So the no-sell worked because he's Braun Strowman. He's earned that no-sell.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it was so. It's if anyone could do it, it's just got to be the right guy. I mean,
yeah.
You're right. Like a good no sell is right. Now, I watched so much clips of like Ricochet and Ospreay,
right,
and that stuff. Like some of that no sells, like I gotta say, some of it is so stupid.
Right,
you're like, come on, man. Like this is Cirque du Soleil. I don't like Cirque du Soleil.
Yeah, well, some of it's awesome. You have to earn the no sell, no matter what. If it's the context of like the character or like. Like somebody like Tatanka when I was a kid, I was a big Tatanka mark, and I loved when he would like power up and just start eating punches and like no selling punches. So like you can like earn it within the match too. But if you're just flipping around, not to sound like Randy Orton, but like yeah, it doesn't really feel like who cares.
There's a point there, right? Like, but this no sell was amazing. I love that he's beating down Braun. Yeah. I mean, the question is, will he take that belt?
I mean,
he's so over,
right?
You know, like. How much time does Brock have left? Like, is it maybe worth, like, throwing the title on him and, like, seeing if he's good enough to go towards Mania?
I think so.
I mean, I think if it happened, no one would care. Right. Everyone would be like, this is dope. I mean...
Yeah, people would love it if he won.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't think that until this week. Now, that being said, I still think the right move is not. I still think the right move is give this belt to Roman Reigns. I know I'm like the biggest Reigns mark. I can already feel you kicking your fucking phones, whatever you're listening to this on. But I still think it's like there's so much oozing talent.
Right.
Bleeding. Like, you know, they're like eager. Give it to Reigns and have everyone fucking covet the belt from Reigns. It just would be so, it'll be like, it'll make you hate him so much more.
Exactly.
You know his matches will be good.
Right.
So in the main events, it's not like no one's like, no one thinks that he can't main event anything.
Right.
Right? I don't know. That's how I feel about it.
Yeah, I mean, it just makes sense. That give him the belt and let him, because it plays into the fact that the fans think he's a fuck you to them anyway.
All right, let's get into another cash-in because this is your show. Is this your show? Is this our show? No, it's your show. Here we go.
Hey, Jabroniac, Justin from Orange County.
What's up, dude?
So does Emma have, like, a terminal disease that we're not aware of? Because it seems like her only purpose is to put other people over by losing. Anyways, that's it. All right.
That's a cash-in.
Yeah.
That's a fucking concise cash-in.
Second Orange County, right?
You know what the best part is? That I even have the answer for this.
Yeah.
The answer is no. She's not. No.
No.
She's
fine.
She does not have a. Because if she's not terminally ill, she's just really untalented.
If she was terminally ill, if she was terminally ill, then John Cena would be granting a make a wish for her.
That's right. He would be hugging her with a complete lack of emotion. Yeah. No, I mean, Emma just stinks.
Yeah.
She really just stinks. Like, sorry, she stinks.
Where did she come from? Did she come from NXT or was she like one of the divas?
This place called Australia.
Was she? Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. Was she a diva? Was she a diva before?
I have no idea.
Okay, yeah.
No, she was in NXT. Okay. I know. And then I don't know if she was a but she would like was Santino. She came out with a Santino.
Right.
And then they sent her back down to NXT to like repackage. And she was like Santino's weird girlfriend. She had she would like But she just does not have it. Like it's all good. She,
yeah.
I mean, it's so mean. Right. It's so mean, but it's just like who's worse to her or Tamina?
I mean her probably. Because at least, well, no, Tamina. Tamina, I changed
my mind.
It's
got to be Tamina because at least Emma looks like a wrestler.
Right.
She, like, wears, like, a wrestling outfit.
She's not a complete, like, dud on the mic.
Yeah.
Yeah. But not two, not great options. That's the Hillary Clinton and
anyway, Trump. Well, I don't know. We're spending way too much time on Emma. Yeah. She's the lesser of two evils.
Yeah.
It was a good thing we didn't elect her. Still, you know, Hillary, like, I still, every time she gives an interview, I'm just like, this is fine. Like, right. Everyone's like, so weird. It's like, go away. This is like, everything she said is so rational. Like, whether you like her or not, it's like, that's a good answer. Like, whatever. I don't care if you agree with the politics. Right. It's like, she's crazy.
Yeah.
And it's like, what are you hearing that I'm not hearing?
Right, right.
When, like, Donald Trump is like a fucking insane person.
They're going to call for your resignation.
I don't even care about politics. You just like, she just answers something. Like, oh, that's a pretty good answer. Yeah. Oh, okay. That was a good.
Right.
What is this like? Are we losing our minds here?
Right.
All right. Anyway. Okay. So, all right. Asuka coming up to Raw.
Oh, yeah.
I thought this was so cool. She's injured. What a great way to debut. Like, we don't need the, like, her music hits and come out. Like, they've done it so much with NXT stars. Like,
right.
Just be like, yeah, she's coming up.
Yeah.
And, like, let's pop her. Let's let her heal. Let's show clips of her matches.
Yeah.
Right? Like, get everybody aced to her because this is a star who will come in and win the belt night one.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So.
I love that package, too, that they made of, like, the things swinging.
It looked awesome.
And then the different masks and then, oh, man.
The thing is, Asuka has, like, I've came a long way on Asuka just because, not because I was, like, so anti-Asuka or anything. I just, like, was like, all right, well, she can't speak English, which, again, makes it tough.
Right.
She's playing to a crowd of 30,000 people who think their language is the only one that matters.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I saw pictures when Roman, I mean, to go back to Raw for a second, or we're still on Raw, but, like, to go back to Roman and Cena, there was pictures of the arena that night, not very well attended, which also goes when Roman was saying the ticket sales are better than ever. No, they're not, right?
Like, yeah, that was the other thing. It's not true.
Yeah.
He's just like, I'm filling seats. Yeah, right. I forgot. It's right here in my notes. I skipped that. Yeah.
Yeah, so maybe
they were showing empty rows.
Yeah. So maybe it won't be 30,000 people.
Well, no, we're missing stars. John Cena definitively sells more tickets than Reigns. Like,
right.
If John Cena is there, more people will go. That's like, I don't need to look at any stats to know that. Like, that's just undeniable.
Right. Well, you know what? He is. So John Cena, the reason I think he sells the most tickets is because for some reason, the people who do love him so much that they scream insanely. So listen closely. It keeps going.
That's unbelievable.
What is happening there?
I mean, I don't know. I think my analysis of this would be like,
guys, let's put this in perspective. These are huge men.
I thought it was a part of his song at first.
Oh man, this wrestling is so good.
That's why he sells more tickets.
Even if you didn't have any wrestling, it would be still the best thing. all right, yeah. So, Cena Strowman, they had a dope match. I mean, Cena's doing the job. This is part of like Cena. I mean, maybe I'm just like weirded out by the fact that like we're not seeing Super Cena at all.
Right. Yeah.
Like he's a completely different thing.
Right.
The Miz is pregnant.
Yeah, oh, yeah. The Miz, I love that.
I mean, that is so fucking good.
Yeah.
For Miz. I mean, authenticity. If she's really pregnant, right? It's not a joke.
Yeah.
She's going to be like pregnant out there. I mean, he's going to be like kissing her belly. It's going to be so good.
Yeah. And
Miz's main event. She's going to be like, a mania. She's gonna be like ready to pop, right?
Yeah.
It's gonna be so, like, come on, Miz is like, it's time for the Miz, baby.
Yeah, and it's time for the Miz, baby. I love that line that he had when he said he promised Maurice that unlike Kurt Angle, he would be there for his son from day one.
Oh my God, that one didn't hit because it's so obvious. I hate the fact that Jason Jordan is Kurt Angle's son. It is so stupid.
Yeah.
That I can't even get, because it's like Kurt Angle's clearly not staying long term in this gig.
Right.
I don't even think he was there this week. Right. He didn't do anything.
Yeah, I don't think so.
If he did, it was a backstage segment that I don't remember.
Right. He was like orange, sweating about something.
And like, even though he's there, he's still not that effective.
Yeah.
Where like Daniel Bryan is like not always there, and he still like feels like the GM of SmackDown. Although I still don't know what's the difference between him and Shane.
One's the general manager, one's the commissioner.
Why did Stephanie show up at SmackDown? Isn't that not her show? Isn't that Shane's show?
Maybe she was there with her dad.
Because Shane was,
see you, fourth wall!
I mean, am I right?
Yeah.
Enzo, I like that they were like actually digging into Enzo, but I don't know. Isn't it weird, the pacing of this show? Like, this happened after the
match, it felt like
that
the show
clearly
was,
the main event.
Yeah, I thought Hulu was like fucking with the order, but that's like what it was.
Oh, yeah, no, that's what it was.
Yeah,
and I don't even, the tag match, I was already like, all right, whatever. Like, I'm already, after that match, I was already like done.
Right,
it felt like the last match. Oh, hot take here. I would love to see Lesnar without Heyman for a while.
Oh yeah,
I need a rest from Heyman.
Yeah,
like. I think Lesnar could come out and cut a promo. Like, he doesn't want to because it's like work for him. He does not. He just wants to show up and like say one thing. But like, I mean, I'll
beat you up, buddy.
That is great. Yeah. That is Lesnar.
I'll beat you up. Okay.
He was doing that whole like the UFC thing, and like I guess it was good, but don't know. I mean, I just
There is a lot. He's like super extra. Like, there's just like. Paul Heyman is on fucking 12 right now.
Yeah.
Like, all the time.
I know. And there's just like these two monsters. Like, let them just go at it.
Right.
Is Joe hurt?
Yeah, he's hurt.
Oh, okay. All right. Let's do one more cash in before we move on to SmackDown.
Oh, boy.
What up, Casual Wrestling?
Who is this guy?
You know what it is. I'm cashing in my thoughts. I gotta say, fair and square, Dolphin Ziggler sucks. I'm sick of seeing him. He's a dumb. He's just slowly moving closer to a ring. That's all he does in his promos. He just tries to be other people. He tries to be Bayley. He tries to be a warrior. He tries to be a swamp monster. He just needs to just stop. Because no one wants to see him. He should go be an indie and just be a, just go away. I don't like him. I also want to say, first of all, Ted, you know what? Props to you, because you got Lucas on the show. He's pretty funny. He's a real comedian.
Lucas.
Thanks for getting Lucas.
You mean the Lucas Brothers?
I will say, after that, you had that Jimmy Cliff guy on, and he's real bad. I don't like him at all. I mean, his sense of humor, he's just a guy at a football game saying, oh my God, go sports ball. Ha ha, aren't I funny? He's not. It's not good. I've said it plenty of times before, but, you know, I just, it's the comedians of cow wrestling, and I want you to have comedians on it. They don't even need to be like Jim Gaffigan level. They could be like actually funny improv comedians. I don't know. Maybe like someone like Brett Gelman or John Gemberling or Curtis Gwynn or Joanna Bradley or Anthony Tamanik or Chad Carter or Neil Casey or Jackie Clark or Gil Azari or Lee Kikowski or Adam Pelley or Mike Still or John Murray or Will Vincentia or Joe Wenger or Gavin Spiller or Joe Waddle. So like, you know, a funny improv comedier. So yeah, those are my thoughts. Okay, bye.
Wow.
I mean,
a lot to say there. He did rattle off every name of the people on my improv team.
We could get Joe Wengert.
We can get John Gabris.
You know what? Listen, man, you are my inspiration. Look, I appreciate the feedback. Lucas had a great time on the show, and Jim Gaffigan was going to be here today, but I was I canceled on him. I had to cancel on him. Jerk Mills, a lot happened.
Yeah. Now, I just want to say to the caller that it's really brave of you to show up emotionally on the podcast and expose yourself in such a vulnerable
way. Guys, let's put this in perspective. These are huge men.
Okay, look. All right. You know what? That was great, Cash. And a lot of good facts in there. Yeah. Okay, we're going to move on. Hey, let's move on to SmackDown.
Wait, whose entrance music is this? I don't recognize this song.
Oh, it's time. Everybody knows it's time to talk about SmackDown. SmackDown.
Keep going.
SmackDown.
Do the whole
SmackDown,
song.
Yeah. SmackDown. SmackDown.
SmackDown. Smack, 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 down. Smack, 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 down.
Let me get this part. Let me get this part. Down. Used to be on Thursdays, then moved to Fridays. Smack. It went back to Thursdays and all right, that's enough of that. Jeez. All right. You guys know it, the SmackDown theme song. If you know anyone at WWE, I know you're listening. We know a lot of listeners think that WWE's listening in every episode, maybe chopping up some bits. Look, you right now have my permission for you. You own that song. That's the Shinsuke Nakamura. I don't know if you noticed, but we sampled the Shinsuke Nakamura theme song by CFO. You guys own it, so you guys can use it. If you want to use that SmackDown, I won't sue.
Wouldn't it be incredible if, like, somebody that does listen, like, working in, like, the sound booth, and, like, they have it on their, like, iPhone, and they accidentally play that instead
there's
of
Shinsuke? There's a lot of factors that have to happen.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
A guy working in
the
booth.
Planet has it. Yeah. The planets have to align, yeah, for sure. But
yeah, and planets aligning, is that part of your belief system?
Oh, yeah. See, every planet has a resonant frequency.
Okay, all right.
That aligns with...
Oh, we already have one Nick Tulo. Okay, look. All right. So, like I said, there's no star bigger than Vince.
Right.
WWE. I mean, this is Sin City SmackDown.
God bless him.
How'd you feel about this show all around? Because it felt like they did a concept album this week.
Yeah.
Like the Sin City, like the Vegas show.
Yeah. I mean, the show as a whole I thought was good, but I thought there were really, really great segments on it, particularly one, the McMahon-Owens.
I got pretty bored, but that segment was great. Yeah. That's what I felt like.
It was sort
like
of the main event.
Yeah. So here's a couple things. It was the main event. Mm-hmm. Kevin Owens killed it.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a defining, career-defining moment for Kevin Owens. Yeah. We should have started the show with it, but I wanted to play the SmackDown song, so I wanted to separate it. But this was career-defining for Kevin Owens,
yeah,
and he stepped up to the plate. And this is why Kevin Owens is the best in the biz. This is why when people see Kevin Owens, they go, why is this fat guy in a shirt wrestling? And the casual people pop in, they go, I don't get this guy, Kevin Owens. It's like, they're missing these moments, and also they're not understanding how hard these moments are to sell.
Yeah.
Now, let's put that into perspective. Using this same episode, Kevin Owens stepped up to play his first time ever in the ring with Vince McMahon. He knocks it out of the park, does an incredible performance. Look, compare that to Jinder's performance this week.
Right.
Which was one of the biggest pieces of dog crap I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And I'm a Jinder mark. I am on the Jinder meal plan. Jinder sent me an autograph. I'm really big fan of Jinder. I love that he's the champion. I don't even want him to drop the belt.
Right.
But and I don't even think the writing was bad there. I actually think that, the writing was interesting. We'll get into it, but forget the writing. He's no-sold that. Like, that was dead in the water because it was given to him.
Right.
That what they were going for there. He's not a talented mic guy.
Right.
Stick guy at all.
It also seems like somebody there thinks that racism plus racism equals no racism.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll get into that. But Kevin Owens... He started out the show. It had a through line. This is part of what I love about SmackDown.
Yeah.
Two things. That there's continuity. It's the thing I beg for in wrestling. I love story. And I know it's hard to do story, but even you don't need super story. You need just like a semblance of story.
Right.
One thing they do is they set up the matches a week in advance sometimes, right? These feuds are like deep, right? Like the Shane Owens feud has been brewing.
Right.
For a while.
Yeah.
It has that soap opera like feel to it. I like it. I love it. It's a spicy baby, Conte pants. Now, Kevin Owens throughout the whole show is doing segments. Keep in mind, he didn't even wrestle on this show.
Right.
Where he's making him believe that he thinks he's going to own the company. You know what I mean? Like, he's such a fucking fat doofus.
Yeah.
That he thinks that, like, yo, I have the upper hand on a billionaire.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And it's, like, believable in a way. It's like, they put their hands on me and look at me. I'm so big. Like, what a heel. I'm so big that I didn't fight back.
Right.
Even though he knows it's like he got my number.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I pushed him so far. He's like, look at, I have the McMahon's back to the wall.
Yeah.
And they're setting that up the whole time. That, like, this, he's talking to Sami Zayn. Just like, yo, Sami Zayn, I'm going to fire you. First thing I do when I own this company, I'm going to fire you.
Yeah.
It's just so entertaining and good. It's all right. Like,
I think it's interesting, too, that he wants to, like, sue them and not just bankrupt them,
yeah,
but take over the company.
Yeah, he wants to have that time slot on TV. Right. He thinks that he's going to get that USA time slot. Right. He didn't even say, I'm going to go to Raw. He's like, I'm going to turn this into, like, 2 hours of Kevin Owens every week. He thinks he's going to disband SmackDown.
Didn't he throw it to the audience or somebody to make a new theme song? No, he wanted Aiden English to make him a new theme song.
Yeah.
Sounds kind of familiar. Right? What? A new theme song. Wait, the SmackDown theme song that we have here.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
Yes, exactly that.
Okay, anyway. So, SmackDown. I mean, what a choice I made there.
Yeah.
What a choice. I mean,
brave.
Not to celebrate myself too much, but.
You should celebrate
unbelievable
yourself.
Unbelievable. Oh, no. Okay. Namaste. But I SmackDown. Like, it was a wild choice. Anyway, so Kevin Owens, he's going, and then Vince comes out. Immediately,
yeah.
He shits on him.
Ugh.
He's like, I'm a billionaire.
Right.
Do you understand what that means?
Yeah.
You'll never go through court. Nothing will ever happen. He took his son's side so hard.
Yeah.
And he immediately, Kevin Owens is shitting in his pants.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, this is amazing. Like, Kevin Owens, God, this guy's good. And then the headbutt.
Yeah. God bless Vince McMahon, dude.
Well, let's talk about this headbutt.
I think.
That was real, right?
Yeah,
now,
it was real.
I went back and watched it. If I'm getting worked, I'm getting worked. That was real headbutt.
Yes, but I also think, based on stories I've heard about Vince McMahon was like, headbutt me.
Yes, that's what I've heard. He's 2 years old?
Yeah.
71? I mean, he took a real headbutt.
Yep.
Kevin Owens, like, and his face opened up.
Yeah.
The way it happened, I was like, there's no way there's a capsule there.
No.
You saw it. You saw that it was closed. You saw it open.
I forget what it's called. It's a certain type of injury where your skin hits the bone and then splits. Because it happened to me, like, on my chin.
And they're so super safe. Like,
yeah.
That's what they say. Like, part of the thing is that, like, they look bad because a lot of blood comes out,
right.
But you're actually like, okay.
Right.
But, I mean,
just appreciate it. You want to hold space to appreciate.
I don't know what to say. It was fucking amazing. It's must watch.
Yeah.
Not only that, Vince fucking, this guy lives and dies for his company.
He does.
I mean, he's the fucking man. Everyone loves to talk shit about Vince.
Right.
You know, everyone loves to be like, oh, Vince hates this. It's like, he lives that motto of like, I won't tell you to do anything I wouldn't do.
There's the last thing in the universe that Vince McMahon needs to do. Is get headbutted for real on TV.
But can we say something else? The last thing Donald Trump needed to do was be the president.
Right.
It's like there's a thing about billionaires. There's there's something wired in them. Whatever, there's there's that book, like Psychopath Test.
Yes,
and there's stuff like that, which is like, and they always talk about like a lot of CEOs and top people are sociopaths. Like they have those tendencies.
Right.
And like it's a personality type because it involves just like, you don't even care. You're not driven by you're driven by power, not even money. You're driven by, status, and that's it. And, it's all that matters above other people.
Right.
And sometimes I think, I'll never be successful because I don't have that.
It's possible. Yeah.
And, if you look at a guy like Trump, you look at a guy like Vince, although I don't want to put them on the same level at all.
No, because
Trump is too much, you know?
Trump would never, he would never do that, I don't think. He's too self-involved.
Right.
This is a degree to which Vince is, he's giving to himself to the company,
right,
for that moment.
And also, like, when you talk about Hillary, I'm not really that well versed on Hillary, like, conspiracies or right. what the Clinton Foundation and, like,
they're all bullshit.
Their meeting,
so that's what
on, meeting on the plane, yeah. or whatever. I'm not getting. I'm not. If you believe that stuff's true, that's whatever. I don't know.
Right.
I think anything's possible. Right. Like, I don't really know. But I have always felt like it's always felt to me like just feeling alone that, like, everyone projects that Trump personality onto her.
Oh, right.
And, like, they're trying to, like, fit her into that. Where, like, actually, she's not slick enough. That's why she's not the president.
Right.
She's not slick enough to go where she has to go to do it.
Right.
And people are like, oh, she's bad because she goes there. I'm like, no, she didn't win because she can't go there.
Right.
That makes me think she's not crazy.
Like when Bailey couldn't go hardcore on Alexa Bliss.
I like that. Again, Bailey no-sold everything they gave to her, but whatever. okay, so.
But the headbutt, yeah.
Yeah. So anyway,
the headbutt. The frog splash.
So then
he takes
a super kick.
Yeah.
He takes a punch to the face, and then he takes a frog splash. Now, this super kick connected.
Yeah.
So he definitely had foot to chin.
Yeah.
And then also the frog splash, whether or not he lands on his knees, whatever that is, like, he
still,
that
270
still
pounds.
Is a big yeah. fat dude frog splashing.
Yeah.
You. I mean, hats off to Vince.
Yeah.
And then Stephanie coming out, I love she didn't slap him.
Right.
She's like, I have bigger things in store for you.
Mm-hmm, right.
Where do we go with Kevin Owens? I mean, Kevin Owens has been stagnating for a long time. Stagnating? Is that a word?
Yeah.
That is, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. He's been in, I mean, he's had the feud with Kevin Owens, but to me, it didn't work.
Right.
They didn't really have the chemistry that I thought they would.
Right. Are
this
we gonna
is,
see
what a sweet zone for Kevin Owens.
Are we gonna see Triple H? Is he
Owens?
Gonna like yeah? Is that what's gonna happen?
I mean, this is they set up like the Rollins storyline around this time for Mania.
Right.
If they want to go Owens Triple H Mania, I really love Triple H. I love Triple H.
Right.
I think Triple H is one of the most talented wrestlers ever.
Right.
I'm a big fan, especially on the mic.
Oh yeah.
I also think his look has been always great. Like
right.
his emphasis on aesthetics
yeah.
is one of my things that I love the most about Triple H. His pageantry
mm-hmm.
through the roof without any apology.
Just call him Triple P for pageantry three times.
PPP.
Yeah.
Pageantry. But man, do I hate when he keeps popping into these manias.
Yeah.
I mean, he's burying guys. He doesn't realize it. It's like, you can make the argument that, like, he's elevating them because they get a match with him, but not if it's every single year he's going to wrestle one of the Shield guys. Like,
right.
And then disappear. Because he put the belt on Owens.
Right. So
and
that's what
that
I mean.
Didn't tie into anything.
Right.
So you can't be part of the story unless you're going to really be around.
Right.
I'm always going to be cool with corporate Triple H wearing the belt in a suit. I'm always cool with that.
Yeah.
As long as you're going to be there every single week.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just realizing now that they never followed up with that, right?
No, nothing. I mean, they, like, when he dropped the belt, then he, like, joined up with Triple H and,
right.
like, right, a little bit,
yeah.
him and Joe were, like...
That's what I thought they were going to go with it.
They dropped all that. It was,
yeah.
like, going to be, like, they dropped it. So, anyway, man, Vince, it was just incredible. Vince had the thing, was when you look in the mirror, how do you even feel any respect at all?
Yeah.
You know? I was like, are you calling him fat?
I
love
so.
That
yeah.
because that's another thing that's cool about the McMahons. They're all jacked.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's like one of the best things. Yeah, cool. How do you feel about the Ziggler thing?
I think, I don't know. I just, they just let him wrestle, right? Like,
well, that's the big problem, right?
Yeah.
It's like, hey, I actually love this thing they're doing with Ziggler, and I know I'm obviously Ziggler biased.
Very entertaining.
I think the one thing he's fucking up on, and it's not his fault, is the constant explanation of the bit.
Right.
Right? He's just like, here's the bit. I get why he set it up last week.
Right.
I think every week you should come out, do someone else's entrance, right? Then get in the ring and win the match. And then
right.
when it's over, do the Bayley celebration and leave.
Yeah.
Don't even say anything. Every time, just come out to another wrestler's thing. I even think he could no-sell it. I think he could come out to, like, Doink the Clown, come out in the makeup, but walk to the ring all pissed off about
right,
it,
yeah.
and then just super kick someone and leave.
Yeah.
Right?
God, could you imagine if he came out to the Undertaker's theme?
Yeah.
The heat that he would get?
Just do it, and everyone would boo him. I mean, he should come, or, like, just come out of Shawn Michaels every
right.
week. Like, I love it, but I don't think he needs to get on the mic.
Right.
Because the problem with the mic is that it's counter to what he's saying.
Right.
He's saying I deliver in the ring, so just be like, yeah, fuck you, I deliver in the ring. Like,
right.
All right. Yeah. Anyway, that's my thing with it. But
yeah,
I like the idea because, like, let's give Ziggler something. I also like that him and Kevin Owens, they were friendly.
That was, yeah.
Was
I
like,
love
like
heels.
Heels are friends.
Yeah.
I like that as a rule. Like,
yeah,
heels
makes sense.
Are friends.
It makes sense on such a fun level.
All right. One quick thing for AJ Styles.
Yeah.
I think he needs to just grow a natural beard.
Yeah.
Grow it in, like, the way it goes in. Maybe shave underneath. Stop tailoring. He looks bad.
Like with the chin strap beard?
It looks bad.
Yeah.
And his hair looks bad.
It's too long.
He is one of these rare guys who looks cool with short hair.
Right.
Like he's got the Bullet Club picture. I'll post it on the Facebook. Join the Comedians of Wrestling Facebook. He has that one for Bullet Club where his hair is like kind of like Beatles-y.
Oh, right.
He's
yeah.
got like the Beatles haircut. And it looks way cooler.
Yeah.
Go back to that. I don't like it. Anyway, AJ's still the man, one of the best wrestlers. I love it. Who did he beat? He squashed. Perfect 10.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So, question about Jinder Mahal.
Yeah.
Why is he rich now?
Yeah, it's, I guess because he's the champion, right? I guess we're supposed to assume that he's getting.
Why does he have a skybox?
Because he's getting the more. If you're the champion, you get paid more.
So, why is Kevin Owens, when he had that, still wearing sweatpants?
It's how he's.
See?
He's from Canada, so that's getting dressed up. Well, they're both from Canada. Fuck.
I love the fact that the belt makes you rich.
Yeah.
I think that's so fucking cool and awesome. But I don't like that it's random when it affects somebody.
Right.
And I think, like, being in the skybox, that's the I want more of that. I want more of that. I watch from my skybox. I love that, like, the limo. It's the company's limo. Put WWE on the side of the limo. Be like, it's the statuses you get from that. Like, the concept of a purse.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like of being the champ. Like, oh, he got that purse from winning that match. I really like that.
Yeah.
Part of something cool from UFC is the fact that, like, the guys who lose are poor.
Right.
Yeah. That I think is really cool.
Yeah. Makes them hungry.
So I think it's, like, really, it's, like, the upgrade in lifestyle. But I think they're just going for, like, that he's, like, a sultan now because he's, like, Indian and rich and
well,
the champ.
It's just, like, he's a foreign heel, so, and also he's
rich. It's,
like,
rich. Oil money, right?
Yeah. Well, it's also, he's rich just so that he can use that to shit on the poor Americans that are purchasing tickets and spending their hard-earned money to see this show.
Okay, so the writing in this segment.
Yeah.
Interesting, because obviously at first I wanted to be like, oh, this is so stupid.
Yeah, they swerved me a little bit.
But they swerved it by being like, ha, I was playing towards you.
Yeah.
But man, did Jinder no-sell that.
Yeah.
I mean, I had to really dig to be like, wait, is he changing it?
Right, yeah.
I love the Singh brothers fucking cracking up.
That was great. So there was a moment there, right, where like when he was like telling them to like all right, like to like relax, stop laughing, but like was like also laughing, was like having fun with
right.
it. There was something there that felt real,
right?
That I don't get otherwise from him.
Yeah. Yeah. It was like okay. I mean, look. Constipation's is not my thing.
Right.
I've seen like it was you know like
it's also not something to joke about. It's a serious
yeah,
issue.
Yeah, I mean yeah, it's you got to take care of it. If you need that, you know, one of our sponsors on this show is a laxative brand. I don't know any. All right, I've never taken. I don't even understand that.
it's a funny way
because I just shit so much.
It's a funny way to put yourself over. Like man, I poop so regularly.
Yeah, I mean,
see you fourth wall.
But I think. I think, so, all right, he had a Godzilla joke.
Whoa.
That was really far, right?
Yeah.
Now, that's really far, again, this is another thing. All right, I'm going to address this thing quick.
Yeah.
But I think it's all good. I got accused of, on the Facebook page of being a liberal elite.
Oh,
right?
Interesting, yeah.
By who?
I don't want to go into it, because, I think it was fair criticism.
Sure.
I'm not knocking anyone for it. I think it was because of the segment we talked about last week about Roman Reigns making that homophobic joke.
Right.
And I think that there was a thing there. It was like, oh, I might have said Los Angeles and California. Los Angeles and New York.
Oh,
that's
you said
only
if you're
place.
not from Los Angeles and
yeah,
California.
Yeah, I just
want to
clear that
funny.
Up. That, like, I know there are a lot of great progressive major cities in this nation that are super liberal hubs
right.
in the middle of places that are not necessarily the most progressive, and also there are towns that are that you wouldn't think are super progressive and I don't know what terms I'm looking for, loving or again, it's all judgmental. You can't even touch this stuff, you know.
Right.
And when you do touch this stuff, you want to just become Bill Maher because you're just like, I can't please you anyway, so fuck everybody. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
like a coastal elite or a liberal elite?
Because... I'm saying like my wife is from Texas. She grew up in Dallas, but. She went to school at UT, and so her family bought her a place to live when she was there in college because it's easy to buy property in Texas because no fucking taxes or anything, right? I don't know why I got into that, but I'm just saying, like, I do think it's more common there to be like, let's just buy something,
right?
You know, I've noticed that about anyone I know from Texas, they're always like, just buying something. Austin, Texas is like one of the most, it's essentially living in any major city, right? It is a major city.
Right.
So I'm saying Columbus, Ohio is a place I've performed a lot of improv at, like I've traveled this country. So I know what I'm, so if I say something about LA or Los Angeles, or New York, or Los Angeles, I don't mean that those are the only places. Let's just assume that there are places that are more progressive thinking than others. Right.
Yeah, and I mean also.
I mean, I've even heard that like Charlottesville is not even like. I'm not to get too, but like that's not even a place that's like that hateful.
Well, I mean,
just like the town. That's what I heard. I don't know. Yeah. I think it was used as like a place where they congregate. Right.
Right.
I mean University of Virginia is there. I have a lot of friends who went to school there. Right. Is that where it is?
I have no idea. I think there's a. I mean, we can hopefully get back into wrestling after this.
Yeah, this is too tough. I don't even know why I brought this up. I just wanted to say that, like, I understand that not. I'm not one of those people who's like, you gotta live in L.A. or New York or your
There's a liberal. There's a liberal and a conservative continuum, and this isn't me being Namaste Newman. There's a liberal and a conservative continuum. It doesn't matter part of the country, whatever. It varying degrees across the entire nation. So if we're not talking about you, then let it go, right? Like if you're not the one who thinks that's funny,
I think move that on. Yeah, and it's okay. And I just want to clear that up just so everyone there, like we have a lot of listeners from a lot of shitty places, and I want to make sure a lot of garbage cities, and I want to make sure that you know. When there's like, you know, lead in your water, I just want to make sure that when you're drinking that. No, I'm saying like, no. Oh my God, wait. The earthquake's happening. No. No.
We're floating out to sea.
Yeah. Anyway, so back to talking about how we don't like the foreign champion.
Yeah.
I think, no. I'm a big fan of Jinder, but it's like, it's just, don't let him be joked. He's not charismatic.
Right.
He's yoked up.
Yeah.
He's jacked up. He looks fucking awesome. He's handsome as shit. Mm-hmm. He's jacked up. He's big dude. The Singh brothers are cool around him. Just have him to think, you can't beat me. Like, he needs a little reins.
Yeah.
He needs a little bit of that reins of, like, he's, like, hard to beat.
Right. And it worked wonders for Strowman before they gave him the mic. They just had him come out and beat people up.
Right.
That's what people want.
And I think also the people are starting to be like a little offended by just being like, you hate me because I look different. It's like, it's similar to like why people are offended when I go like, LA's the best or whatever. Right. You know, I think it's a little bit like, all right, come on, let's get this a little further. Anyway, this was a really complicated thing for a guy who can't pull it off. If you gave this to Kevin Owens, he would have nailed this.
Easily.
He would nail the constipation joke even.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. What's that face? Looks like. Constipation.
Yeah. Look, you look constipated, you know?
Yeah.
I don't care if you like the joke.
Yeah.
Anyway, one joke he did say was really good is he said you look like Pikachu having a seizure. I thought that was pretty funny.
I don't know. That's like,
I mean, I don't think he delivered it, but I think Kevin Owens would have nailed that.
Right. Yeah.
AJ Styles would not have nailed that.
No...
It's like the Cartman joke.
So that's not okay, so that's like one of the dangers of making like a topical reference, right? Like you're not, it's not at the top of his intelligence because Pikachu turns into Raichu and is like electrical, and so the seizure wouldn't ever happen.
Should have known better, dude.
Yeah, you should have known better.
Oh my God, Jesus. All right, nerd alert. Anyway, all right, so
you're listening to the Comedian the Podcast.
All right,
I think it's a better name for this. Burn it
down! Okay, so yeah, I mean, I have nothing to say about the street fight. Do you have anything to say about it?
No,
I think they're switching the belts.
Why?
Only, please. We need only one. We need only one belt for the women,
right?
And we need one tag belt. Yeah. That's just fact. There's not enough good female talent. There's a lot of great females, but there's not enough to fill to have two belts.
Right.
You need a. I mean, you. There's almost none. I mean, I don't. Two belts for the men is even like right. too much for me. I'm not a big fan of these split belts.
Yeah.
I get it, but they're starting to.
So you want just on both shows one belt?
Floating champion is yeah. just the only way to do it for me.
Right.
Because what I mean. It's just like you're the champion, you get paid more, and you do double duty.
Yeah.
I mean, you could have a lot of number one contender matches. I think I would have floating champions, and I would have only joint pay-per-views. That's how I would do it. I haven't looked at the logistics, but it's just like the only way that yeah. this...
You'd have to cut talent, though. Probably.
Yeah, I haven't thought about that enough. Anyway, all right, anyway, you can see I'm running out of steam, baby. Let's go. We got one more cash in.
Okay.
This cash in is from Nick Tula.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So.
I can't wait to hear this.
Let's listen to Nick Tula. Hold
on. So let me get Do we want any context beforehand, or are we going to wait?
Yeah, let me give you a little context okay. right here. Okay, here's the context. No, I'm just kidding. Let me put this in perspective.
Guys, let's put this in perspective. These are huge men.
Okay, here we go. Here's two locations.
What's up, comedians of wrestling podcast, Facebook group, Calif. It's your boy, Terrible Fucking Tulo. And I am marking the fuck out on Braun Strowman.
Our ad lib last week is really affecting the combination with two cash-ins.
Right. Watching Raw on DVR on no sleep. I'm on no sleep. No sleep. And I get to watch Brock Lesnar. Brock Lesnar.
Spit take.
Take Braun Strowman to Suplex City and pops the fuck right back up. Holy motherfucking shit. Probably the coolest thing to happen in wrestling.
Sound
in like
drop?
Yeah.
The last year, easily. No mercy. Hot fire. Super pumped. Rain Cena is actually fucking good. Don't know anything else that's going to be on it besides for the women's four-way that's probably going to be terrible. Oof. But I'm back, baby. I'm back. No more fuck Dan Black. Oh. No more fuck Zig. Fuck Newman.
Hey.
But we're good. Calic. Terrible Tulo. Fuck Tulo. I'm out, baby.
9:47 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Nick Tulo. Terrible broken Nick Tulo. Cashing in.
This is Zig's new Nick Tulo impression. Yeah. I mean, we're the only podcast on the internet with Nick Tulo impersonations. Yeah. Okay, that's one thing
that's
I guarantee you.
For sure.
Listen, guys, let's talk about this on the Comedians of Wrestling Facebook page.
Yeah.
I feel like we gotta carve out we gotta have the Tulo corner on the yeah. show.
All right.
Because
Tulo
like,
time.
I mean, I think like
Tulo time.
I've passed over some of his cash-ins before just because for time and
right.
And so because yeah, as you can tell, there's a lot of filler.
Yeah.
There's a lot of. I mean, you could chop up. I don't know. 90% of that is just nothing.
It's yeah. as the quote.
It's like word association.
It is. Stream of consciousness.
Gives you the time. He tells you about how much he slept.
Yeah.
He tells you something. His commentary is just like it was fucking cool.
Yeah.
He's also Tulo's. He's going through something, right?
Yeah, I feel so. Because when we started the whole cash in like 2.5 months ago. His whole thing was power positivity.
Yeah.
I'm going to be the positive guy. And then, like, a month in, he just switched to, like,
broken Nick Tulo, fuck Dan Black, fuck Zig, fuck Newman.
Like, what happened, man?
Look, Tulo. I love Tulo. And, I love his swings. I love it.
Yeah.
I just think, like, let's let him go through something on the show.
Yeah.
Tulo, get it out on the show, man. I love that you want to express yourself here. I feel like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
namaste.
Yeah, safe space.
Maybe we should end it like a little namaste, Tulo. Yeah. A little namaste, Tulo.
Seriously, let's try out Tulo time. Let's just give
if
him
we
a...
get a little Tulo time, yeah. man. If the crowd does, if you don't like it, you
yeah.
tell me.
Yeah, it works. Then, yeah, it works just like wrestling.
I know Tulo. He's a good guy. He's yeah. a good guy. It clearly is like, He clearly wears his sleeve on his
sleeve.
Yeah. He wears his sleeve on his sleeve.
Yeah.
And I think, like, when you wear your sleeve on your sleeve, on your chest sleeve, then on your heart, and you pull on your heart string, cheese.
Now you're in Tulo territory.
And then, but the funny thing about it is, like, we go through a couple beats of what he said. Is like, one thing he was just like, no more. No more fuck Dan Black.
Yeah. Like, as if he can take that back. Like, it's his choice to take that back.
Yeah. I'm still offended.
Right. And it's still fuck me. Why still fuck me? What did I do?
Yeah, well, you've done a lot. You're anyway. Tulo, like, fucking keep it up, man. Keep wearing your sleeve on your sleeve.
Yeah, but I do want to know, like, why aren't you sleeping? Why?
I don't know.
Yeah, the past three calls have been him. Like,
he doesn't sleep.
Yeah.
He calls in. He's it's got. Like a, I mean, wrestling doesn't help with your sleep.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Maybe he's like a security guard or something. I don't know.
Anyway. All right. I love you, Tulo. You're the man. Keep it up. But I'm gonna try to carve time for you, because I want
hold space.
Yeah. Let's see. I want to see where your heartstrings are at. Anyway. All right. We good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, everybody. Remember. The first ever Comedians of Wrestling Live show is coming at you in Los Angeles. The Coastal Elite. Coastal Elite. 9/23, September 23rd, 9 p.m. at UCB Sunset. Get your tickets on UCBtheater.com. Tell your friends who live in Los Angeles to come out. We're going to have an actual hardcore match. Okay? There is going to be a Belk. I don't know. These guys are fucking nuts. They're going to wrestle. It's going to be crazy. And we're working on booking some other stuff. I think we got some pretty exciting stuff. Next week we'll announce the full lineup. But just trust me, it's going to be a fucking dope time.
Hell yeah.
Hey, you can cash in on the show, get your opinions. You can see the cash-ins are a big part of the show. You want your opinion on the show, you call up, you leave a voicemail, and we'll play it. Your cash-in number is 316. Oh, it didn't work.
Sound of glass
breaking.
Cash-in
is 316-316. 316-530-2429. 316-530-2429. Keep watching wrestling. Kisses, baby.
See you, Fourth Wall.
This has been a UCB Comedy production. Check out our other shows on the UCB Comedy Podcast Network.